Well, it's quite simple and straightforward. I thought we had to learn our lesson from Saturday. If we ever needed a reminder, then unfortunately we've possibly been worse this evening, especially from getting myself back in the game. We've scored two wonderful goals myself. But if you don't defend properly from a set piece from the middle of your goal, and then a keeper's kick out and a rush of blood from the goalkeeper, centre half misheads it, Dudgeon's not in the right position. It's a comedy of errors which unfortunately has cost us dearly in both games, and the one thing you have to do at this level, as I've said repeatedly, is mistakes is the big thing, and unfortunately we've made too many in the both games, so we'll have to act on it, that's for certain. We have been hindered with a loss of a couple of defenders, of course, but that's still no excuse. We still need to be better than that, and experienced players or not, they've made big errors today and cost us badly.
Were they all three of them soft goals from your point of
Yes,
view?
from my point of view. I mean, you could say it was good. It was a great finish, the third one, and over it says a kick. But what we're doing then? We're too deep. We miss the header. We don't pick up the second one. And when Kevin Phillips, no disrespect to Kevin Phillips, but when he's running in behind us at his age, then there's something blatantly wrong. And unfortunately, as I said, their mistakes has cost us dearly, which is a shame, because what started as a really good start to the season and everybody positive, but the one thing I'll find out now is what we've got. You always, when you're in management, when we're new into it, we'll see what we're like now when we're up against it, and make no mistake, we are. As far as I'm concerned, to give the goals away like we have done, we've got to do something different.
You stayed calm with your players on Saturday. Have you
Well,
told them a few home truths tonight? Because you were longer out the dressing room than normal.
I think what stays in dressing rooms has to stay in dressing rooms, and I'll never divulge that. But you could say one or two have been there. Had a word with.
Okay. Is it concentration? Is it decision making? What is it?
Well, individual error comes down for me from the tiredness. When they're tired and the concentration levels go, and that certainly looked like it. Because. The third one in particular, the goalkeeper's got it in his hands. We all know you push up to be 5, 10 yards in your half. We're 25 yards back. We miss the header. We don't go with the runner. Goalkeeper makes a stupid mistake. How many mistakes is that already? And they're just real basic stuff. So if we can't do that properly, the one thing we'll do in the training ground is hammer that home. But individual errors, I've said, is very, very difficult to see why. And it is concentration, and it's cost us.
Ironically, at 2-1 up, you'd got yourself back in the game. You thought, oh, we might kick on here and win this.
Well, we had
Played
a
some
few
nice football.
chances. We played some nice football going forward. That's not enough, though. To win a game in the Championship, you have to have a resilience too. And unfortunately, over the last week, it's deserted us. That resilience and that desire for whatever it is to go and do your jobs properly defensively has cost us. And we'll have to work on that.
So when you say you'll change things, is that bringing new players in? In what
There's a
way?
lot, there's a lot champing at the bit, but the way we've been playing, I think I've got to shake it up a bit for the weekend. If it is tiredness, then I've got to shake it up. Unfortunately, as we've seen defensively, we're a bit short at the moment on players, so we'll see what we've got, see who we've got available, and see if we can come up with something on Saturday.
What's Alex's problem? He went
He's
off
got
an
a
item.
groin. Alex has got a groin, and
What's the early prognosis as to how long?
well, anything. Well, I don't think he'll he'll be involved at the weekend. And usually in these things, if it's only small, then it's probably 3, 4 weeks at least. But we'll see how everybody is in the morning and assess it better over the next 24, 48 hours.
Anything else out of tonight, injury-wise?
Not that I'm aware of just yet. Dudge is the only one. He's got a whack on his knee, who did very well to play tonight. So we'll see how he is at the weekend as well.
Might you move into the transfer market, into the loan market this week? Are you prompted by tonight and indeed Saturday?
Well, I don't think there's any need for panic just yet. A week ago, we were a very, very good team. We've absolutely killed ourselves in the last week or so with stupid, horrible defensive mistakes, individual mistakes. And as I said, sometimes you've got to remind them now and again. But certainly, we've had our backsides kicked because of it.